My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, quick reminder. I say reminder. This is the first I'm saying it on the air, but I just tweeted it out. We are giving away Texans tickets today. Usually it's a Texans ticket Tuesday, which we had. We had one of those. We celebrated our first one of those, the holiday sweeping the nation. A bonus, a Texans ticket Thursday today, Seth, 9 a.m. hour. You and I are giving away a couple tickets to Giants-Texans this weekend.
Ooh, this is, boy, even for a preseason game in which Daniel Jones is, I believe, going to play. I say that with a little bit of an asterisk because I read that in an article on Athlon Sports where they also described C.J. Stroud as rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud. I'm pretty sure this was written by AI of some sort.
Grain of salt,
It said that Daniel Jones should play.
Okay.
Drew Locke has been banged up, so that's their backup quarterback. We're going to get some hot Tommy DeVito action.
Ooh, I wonder if his agent will be here.
Yeah, I do. Let's get pictures with his agent, Sean.
Find him, yes, yeah. Sean Stilato is his name.
Sean Stilato, who dresses kind of like a gangster.
Yes, he'll be easy to pick out in the crowd. In the middle of August in Houston, he's the one guy dressed in a pinstripe zoot suit. Yeah.
Not a gangsta. No. A gangsta.
Yeah. UH at the end.
UH, not an A. Right. He dresses like a gangsta.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So practice yesterday, another hot one. Today is indoors. Today is in the stadium, which is the indicator that they are kind of treating this like a game week. Right? It's good
news. The unveiling of the non-veiled roof.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. You're gonna see what it looks like in there without whatever tarp they have over the hole in the roof.
To Sports Radio 610 and my Twitter feed, I will have updates and pictures of what the roof looks like from inside the stadium. Yes.
I hope it's is there any hope of a cloudy day today?
There's not a cloudy day coming until Rapture, I think, man. It's sunny for the next 10 days.
If it's raining somehow, some way, at that point, I need you to stand in the little sliver of rain.
Oh, for sure.
I can set some Eeyore audio to it. It'll
strange.
Be... everybody knows you're the dark cloud in this station.
Meme me.
Old pessimistic Sean.
Pessimistic Pendergast. Yeah, meme me. Yeah. So here's a big thing from yesterday's practice. Good practice yesterday. Another good day for the offense. I know that I've been prone to hyperbole the last 24 hours because I was describing that throw that CJ had to Tank Dell yesterday as the greatest throw in the history of training camp.
Yeah.
And I stand by that. And nobody who was there has really come after me for that hyperbole, so I think they agree, or at least agree enough to not like be actually. I'm telling you,
I'm surprised we didn't do a power ranking on it yesterday.
Oh, it's coming. Don't
worry. For sure you had three segments of, is this the greatest practice
Pender
throw
ranking,
of all time?
Yeah, if there were YouTube clips of training camp throws, there'd be one, trust me. Stephon Diggs had one of the best training camp days I've ever seen yesterday. And I think people that were there yesterday would agree with me. He was destroying yesterday, and it was highlighted by a anywhere from 60 to 70-yard bomb, depending on how prone you are to hyperbole.
Yeah.
I skew towards the 70 end myself. Yes.
Jonathan Alexander said 60.
Yes.
DJ Bienname said 65. Right. And Sean said, nah,
yeah,
70.
And if you were to meet the three of us, that would match the smell test on those, yeah, on those yardage estimates. I love those guys. But, dude, I mean, CJ just dropping back, having a little protection, and just dropping that thing in the bucket to Diggs. And it was in the air for good 60, 65 yards, and there were three defenders running behind him. I turned to Cody Stutes, because it's hard sometimes, Seth, as you know, to see who exactly is covering on the play when we're at right, ground level, and there's players kind of standing on the bench or kind of standing in between us. We knew it was
Diggs.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Move! Down in front!
Quit standing there.
I turned to Cody Stutes, and I said, who did he beat on that play? And Cody goes, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. I mean, he had three guys trailing him on that play.
This is my prediction for the preseason. I don't think Stephon Diggs gets a single target in preseason games.
Good.
I think, well, you know, they went out in that one drive that CJ played. It looked like they were trying to force the ball to Dalton Schultz. You know, when CJ threw that to Dalton, I'm like, man, Dalton's matched up on a safety here on a go down the sideline. Is that really, you know, and then they tried the boot either before or after that. And that could have been that was a good job by the defense. Well, either a poor job or, you know, bad, just the wrong matchup of play call. Dalton Schultz didn't get a great piece of the defensive end before he took off on the route.
Yeah.
But that's where I first thought, you know what? I bet they want to keep anything and everything they're doing with Stephon Diggs as quiet as possible until game one versus the Colts
maybe,
in the regular season.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
And there'll be all kinds of articles written about, is Stephon Diggs getting upset? Is Stephon Diggs angry that they're not targeting him?
Oh, dude.
It'll be a beautiful ambush, it will.
Yeah. Well, and Diggs will be talking to CJ on the sidelines, and they'll zoom in on that.
Yeah.
And Buffalo and Minnesota people will take that little 10-second clip and go, sir, see what you got, Texan fans?
Stephon Diggs should stage discontent.
Yeah.
He should start loading up on the cryptic tweets, stuff about being ignored or lonely or something like that.
Yes.
Maybe a little like a wistic memory of Josh Allen or something. And then, bam, week one, 17 catches for 297 yards versus the Colts.
Seth, that's what yesterday felt like. It felt like 17 catches for 286 yards. Like he was getting targeted a lot. He was catching it at all levels of the defense. The little taking candy from a baby plays, you know, that was Stephon Diggs just lines up wide right, does a little, or in the slot, does a little out route, and CJ's like, oh, thank you for those 12 yards. I'll take those gladly. And even in one-on-ones, all the one-on-ones they did yesterday between receivers and defensive backs, it was all red zone work. Like deep in the red zone, like inside the 10-yard line. Diggs against Kamari Lassiter, like one of their starters. He slants, outs, touchdown. It's crazy.
It's funny and it's ironic, I think, that a lot of the hand-wringing that went on in the offseason with the signing of Stephon Diggs is, oh, man, what's it going to be like when he's got to share the ball because he's got all these other targets? I honestly think that even a diva, like a genuine diva wide receiver, when you get plunked into a situation like this, it's just got to be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, on that Tank Dell play, that Tank Dell touchdown, you look around the field and CJ's got three different options on that play. And I think that getting plunked down into almost like passing game nirvana, where there's just so many options everywhere. It's like a dream sequence in a movie. You know, like in American Psycho, when he's...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Shooting his gun, and he's realizing that he's hitting every single thing he aims at, mm-hmm. and he stares at the gun like, what the hell is this? CJ Stroud is Christian Bale. Yeah. I need somebody who's good with the AI to do that scene, but with CJ Stroud hitting receivers with footballs.
Well, that's what's so crazy. Right, yeah, like get that app that you can use where you just get somebody's head and it follows the guy around. Yes,
because there's so many options.
Yes,
it's crazy.
Well, and the wild thing about this is a lot of times when you see these teams that are loading up on receiver these days, like the Dolphins did it because they needed to elevate Tua. The Eagles did it because they needed to elevate Jalen Hurts when they made the AJ Brown trade. Like, we got to go get this guy help. CJ doesn't need the help. Like, CJ is a guy, like, CJ, the fact that it's CJ Stroud, supreme 22-year-old decision maker and processor, mm-hmm. running this offense is almost unfair. Like, they didn't go get Stephon Diggs because they've got some young quarterback, like, okay, let's get this guy help so we can really find out what we have. CJ was doing just fine with Nico Collins and Tank Dell as his two wide receivers.
Right. You know? Yeah, and with the other big report that you and others have gotten me most excited about is how Joe Mixon has looked.
Yes.
That he's just, okay, yeah, he's at a different level. He's a different caliber of running back than the other guys on the roster right now. So this offense that maybe we'll see for a couple of series with a fully healthy offensive line and with Joe Mixon, I just really hope to see we see some good pop out of the run game. Because down in the red zone especially, we talk about, you know, like, oh, wow, CJ's got all these options. He's doing all this stuff. It was a lot harder for him in the red zone last year without the threat of the run. So if they can have the threat of the run in the red zone, that's where things get really kind of crazy.
Yeah, I liked your answer. When I asked you that yesterday, that was a really good answer. When I asked Seth yesterday, like, okay, if you could sign up for it now, like, what's the minimum that you would sign up for right now as far as where the Texans rank in rushing in the league, you know, like top half, top third, whatever it is. I like where your head was at on that one. Like, no, they need to be able to run the ball in the red zone, because that was an issue all around last year. Like, they were a really good offense. They were a okay offense in the red zone. They weren't a great red zone offense. So
it's an important part of the field.
That's what I'm told, yes.
The part where the end zone is.
Yeah.
People love that part. The Texans last year were fourth lowest yards per carry in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really bad.
It was bad.
So it's just, as much as you want to talk about how much it's about the passing game these days and everything, not for good football teams.
No.
Good football teams tend to almost just by virtue of, if you have a credible rushing attack, or if you have a really good passing attack, almost by default, you're going to be able to have good yards per carry because there's easier opportunities for the run.
Yep.
So while still having a really good passing attack, they couldn't run the ball. It was really bad.
Yeah, a couple other things, just kind of doing the old emptying my notebook thing here. John Metchie made a few plays yesterday.
Apologies. I'm completely wrong on that, by the way. Anyway, never mind. Go for it.
Were they better than that in yards per
The
carry?
Stats are all messed up. I did the mistake I always do where I look up stats during
the show.
Okay, yeah, they were fourth lowest. Okay.
Okay,
I
double-checked
it.
John Metchie made a few plays yesterday, so maybe there you go, Seth. Made a few plays yesterday, so maybe he's ready to show something here. John, it's been a rough couple weeks for John Metchie. That was good to see. Still in a dogfight with the other 4 to 5 guys in that room, not named Diggs, Dell, or Nico Collins. They were kind of load managing the first string offensive line, as you mentioned, Seth. All the first stringers are healthy, but the older and or banged up guys, Laremy, Titus, Shaq, they play half the reps with the ones. Like, CJ plays behind two versions of an offensive line during the 11-on-11 drills. So I tried to do a 53. I did do a 53 yesterday for the Houston Press. There are a couple positions where I think they're going to be – their depth exists on other teams right now, and I think offensive line might be one of them.
Yeah, that's it's a finicky one right there, and especially when you're looking at guys playing out of position in the pre. The guys who are the backups are also playing out of position.
Yeah,
you got Broker playing right tackle, where I think that he feels way more like a guard to me.
Right.
I don't think you don't want him to necessarily be your backup if Fisher's not ready or what have you.
Yep.
Maybe there's a George Fant type guy out there now, or that's available for trade or at the at cuts.
Yep.
And then interior offensive line, you know, Patterson is your swing interior guy. He made some mistakes playing right guard, which somebody who goes by J-Pat on YouTube pointed out to me, hey, he's never played right guard in high school, college, or the NFL.
Yeah, it was J-Pat 99, right?
Yeah. So whoever that person is, they're like, and they said I should know that. Listen, I don't give a damn what he did in high school.
Yeah.
Look, if you're going to be the swing interior offensive lineman, you got to be able to do all three of those spots. So like, you don't get excused. The coaches aren't in the meeting room going, wow, you are the only guy here who's not blocking the actual football play, but you never played right guard before. So we'll just go ahead and throw you out there versus the Colts.
Okay,
yeah,
so when you said if you're going to be ... I thought you were going to say if you're going to be an anonymous supporter of a family member, try not to use the first syllable of your last name as part of your YouTube ID. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
It might be just coincidence that JPAT99 is
maybe
Jarrett Patterson.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It'd be great if it was actually him. Hey, man.
I don't think I would feel like, no, because Jarrett Patterson himself would never say that.
No, I know.
Jarrett Patterson would say, yeah, I was bad on that play.
Yeah.
He was bad on the play, you know? Like, that's some family member embarrassing his family member there.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, real quick, Kalen Bullock out there with the ones in dime yesterday. So that was kind of fun to see.
Yeah, so and that's where I think this team this year might end up playing a lot more dime when you've got six defensive backs out on the field just because of what they're doing with Jalen Petrie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get overly technical here, but just Jalen Petrie, when they're out there in their nickel package where they got five defensive backs, he's basically a linebacker in a lot of regards.
Yep.
And when they need guys, when they need more coverage guys on the field, then they'll bring in an actual cornerback and have that guy cover the slot or what have you. So there's going to be a lot of mixing and matching between Kalen Bullock, Jimmy Ward, Jalen Petrie. You know, Jalen Petrie did play safety in the preseason game. He played nickelbacker. So I think the versatility of Petrie is going to go a long way in how many different looks they can give you.
It's a big key, no doubt. All right, let's get to headlines coming up next. Big win for the Astros. They continue to just tear it up. They're off today. I've got more from Texans practice and some news in the NFL, including something that drastically affects, I would say, the early part of the season for the Houston Texans, and a trade yesterday that the Texans may or may not have been involved in. We'll get to that in headlines as well. That's coming up next. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!